Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
What we're going to do is we're going to do a brief meditation on getting in touch with the divine. It's not a long meditation, but it'll allow you to get in touch with your divine self, with God, with your master guide, whether that be Buddha, Jesus, whoever you feel towards. It'll help you really tune into that. And also, what it'll help you do is be able to spread that love out to other people. So it's a brief meditation, but it's a very powerful meditation. So, okay, now, as we've done before, feet on the floor, relax, make sure. We have a crowded room, so make sure you have people spread out. You need your space. That's the most important thing about meditation, taking the space you need. And don't be shy about it. If somebody's in your space, ask them to move out so you can be comfortable. Now get comfortable and look around the room to just let your ego, your intellect know that you're safe, that it can let you go off into this meditation. And take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Let out to the sound. Deep breath again. And with the next breath, make sure you close your eyes. Now I'm going to turn on some music because music puts you in the angelic realm. It's not something you have to do with meditations, but I like it because it does, as I say, put you in the angelic realm. Now, let your mind wander and your imagination flow. And in your imagination, I want you to focus on God, Jesus, or Buddha, or some other spiritual being that is very meaningful to you. Now, just for a few moments, imagine being in the presence of that spiritual being, or in the presence of someone who manifests that spiritual quality. What does it feel like to be in His presence? Now, for just a few moments, I want you to imagine being in the presence of the divine, or this divine quality. And if your mind wanders, simply bring it back to the thought, I am in the presence of the divine. Thank you. Now, in your imagination, I want you to see if you could think of someone in your own life who could benefit from being around this divine presence, by this divine love, by this divine peacefulness. Whatever quality or individual you imagine, just in your imagination, see if you can send out this image or feeling to that individual. Try to visualize the person being surrounded by that same feeling that you were able to invoke in yourself. Now, keeping your eyes closed, I want you to bring your hands up, put the palms of your hands over your eyes. Now, open your eyes underneath the palms of your hands and gently part your fingers, allowing the light to meet your eyes. And then place your hands back on your lap and look around the room that you're grounded and back in present time. Now, this meditation is very short. You can do this really any time you want to feel that divine presence and send it to someone. And this meditation, also what this does, it helps you become a conscious co-creator with the universe, which is what it's meant to be. Because you're feeling that divine love, that presence of whatever spiritual being that means to you. And once you feel that, then you can send that out to someone else that needs the help and surround them with the white light. And I'm going to repeat again one of my favorite quotes from Edgar Cayce that I've read earlier, but it's one of the greatest quotes that I ever make the world a better place because you have lived in it. You can only do that by 1 hour, the moment, by the day you lived, for you're not promised more than one day in consciousness at a time. Use it. Don't abuse it. And I think that sums everything up. I think it's a very, very powerful quote. It's so simple to use. All these meditations, you know, you have the longer ones and they have their purpose, but the short ones are ones you can use at a moment's notice anytime that you feel, and just, you can do them in your car, you know, anytime, a short period of time. They make such a difference.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.